Well, good evening to both the church family and friends of Emmanuel Bible Church. It is Sunday evening, and we have not had our fifth Sunday hymn sing tonight because nobody is meeting again. That's not a surprise to you, but I wanted to just share a little anecdote that came my way today by way of my immediate family. My youngest sister, as some of you know, was born hearing impaired, and one of the consequences of that is that in speaking the English language, because they do not hear it normally being pronounced and getting the nouns and verbs and adjectives lined up the way we use them, things get turned around a wee bit. So this morning she sent a text to her three siblings and inquiring how we were, and this is how it read. Hello. Want to check to see how have you been? ? And how are you too? ? We are about same. ? We watched our church online and two other different churches too. ? And so each of us replied to that. I thanked her for looking after us and asked if the churches that she was able to watch on TV also had interpreters in the corner for them to understand what was being said, and that was really a dumb question. Of course, they must have had that, but yes, they did. But the bottom line, as each of us replied, later this evening, my older brother, Gary, replied to me, just to me alone, and said, Dan, I just read Pam's text about she and her husband, Ron, praying together. And it dawned on me that God understands the prayers of the deaf just as easily, perhaps more so, than those of the hearing. I know that that's not earth-shattering, but it just brought a smile to my face. And he continued this way, our God, my God, understands me as Psalm 139 reminds us, even before the words are in my mouth or in my thoughts, he knows what they are. And even a greater surprise, he wants to hear from me. Huh, he writes, can you believe that? ? And I wrote back, yes, I can, in quotes, believe that, end quote, but I'm not sure I can get my mind fully around it, by which I meant, of course, the wonder of God understanding our hearts even beyond our words and his awesomeness that way. And so I said, what an awesome and wonderful thought. But then later I wrote back, I should have added, because he is an awesome and wonderful God. And he is, even in these times when we're adjusting to a new way of life, our God is an awesome God. He reigns in heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Well, one final thought. My brother wrote again from Virginia, and he had an interesting thing happen. He is in a new home and had lined up to get cable put into his home so he could have internet service. He does not watch the TV much, so that was not a big deal to him. But the day that they were to come, the cable company canceled all people of their employment going into private homes in order to avoid either infecting people with a virus unwittingly or catching it themselves. And so he's without the internet currently. But he wrote to some of us and said, you know, I trust you're all doing well, but have you tried turning off the news for a day? If not, try it. He said the only thing on the news today is bed, which really seems to be true. He said it can't help but impact the way we think. What is it that Paul says in Philippians 4, verse 8? Read it when you have time. And he expressed his love. And here's what Paul wrote for us in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. And I'll add verse 9. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, Paul writes, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. Amen. May God bless you, friends. Have a good evening. Goodbye.